You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. It's your football friend, Alex Mearns, and I'm here with another feature for your football feature ears. Are you ready for something I know you love? And something deep down, well, I don't like admitting it, but I really love doing this one. Because, really, deep down, I'm a bit of a romantic at heart. Yeah, I'm quite soppy. I love my girlfriend, I love my football team, I love Oasis, I love my friends, and I love you, my football friends, obviously, like, obviously. Right, okay, here we go. I always like to say this just to get you in the mood, but welcome to the Football Hours, Footballers Love Letters. This is the part of the show when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain players, or this week, certain managers, hint, hint, or when a certain player scores an amazing goal and it makes you feel a real tingle inside. Oh yeah, I know you get a tingle just like me. But, men, why is it so hard for us to open up about our feelings? But if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite players or one of his favourite managers, hint, hint, or a goal his team scored, we turn into Shakespeare, we turn into Keats, we turn into E.E. Cummings or Jamie Redknapp talking about Thierry Henry. Yes, 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 we know he fancies him a little bit. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. So, the other day, I was minding my own business, watching the Manchester Derby, and this thought came into my little football brain. The thought was, isn't Pep Guardiola so flaming brilliant? Then weirdly, as I'm watching the football and I'm thinking that thought, this song by Al Green came on the radio. If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'd tell the world just how I feel. Al Green, you always have the best ideas. That's what I'll do. I'll write a love letter to Pep Guardiola, the Manchester City boss. So this letter is addressed to Mr. P. Guardiola, Ashton New Road, Manchester, M11, 3FF, England. This is Footballers Love Letters. I sincerely hope you enjoy it, Pep Guardiola. Dear Mr. Guardiola, for me, it was love at first sight. You gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful man. I'm an honest gentleman, and I can honestly state that you turn me on. In a football sense, your brand of football is like a fine wine. It gets me intoxicated. I get drunk on Pep's total football. The reason I am somewhat of a lightweight is because I'm English. Us English haven't been able to get our hands on proper football or proper wine as good as yours. Usually, it's a can of cider in the park or long ball two-footed challenges at Stoke versus West Brom. But you, Pep, you have changed the colour from black and white to multicolour. This is cosmic football. I was, obviously, an immense fan of your Barca boys. Messi's magic, Xavi's delicate passes, Iniesta's dribbling. At times, it left me dribbling. Just there, at home, mouth open wide, in pure shock at the tiki-taka football. Did I think you could recreate it at City? No way, Jose Mourinho. This is England. We don't play football over here. But that is the old us. The new Premier League has a blue moon at the top of the league. You know, when you beat Man United and you won Then 14 games on the bounce in the league, it blew my small mind. No team in the history of English football has ever done that. In the top English league since record began, 14 W's in a row. Well, Pep, here's 14 kisses in a row. XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX smashed is because of you, Pep. The Pep is just so gorgeous. You are now a cult, and we shall follow you, Pep, because you bring beauty, and there's certainly enough darkness and pain in the world, but you are the light to Mourinho's darkness. And as you see in all films, the good guy wins in the end. So thanks for the football, and thanks for the memories, Pep. Big love. Yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.